Offensively, the Browns look to bounce back as they continue preparations for the Baltimore Ravens. Offensive coordinator North Turner talks about that and more in today's press conference.
What do you do to get Brandon to play better than he did last week?
Well, the biggest thing, and I'm not going to spend a lot of time talking about last week's game. Obviously, our focus is on Baltimore, but the biggest thing that when I looked at it, it's a combination, and we've got to get everybody to play better, and we got to keep working to put our guys in a position to make plays. And you know, we left a lot of plays out there where we had opportunities to make big plays, and it was a breakdown. It was a one-man breakdown in a lot of instances, and it wasn't necessarily Brandon each one of those breakdowns. So we're working hard to do a better job with our protection. To me, the biggest thing about that football game was third downs. You can't be 1 of 14 on third down. We've got to convert third downs. We're working hard on third downs. If we convert third downs, you keep the game in more of a normal circumstance. We're able to run the ball more, and I think we play better.
Norvin, I know you're only just one game in, but do you have a good sense of what you want to do with Trent and how you guys can best utilize his talents?
Yeah, I think we've looked at that, and that's a big emphasis all the way through. And what happens to you, obviously, is as you get into a game, you get caught up in wanting to try to win the game. And, you know, we had the game going the way I thought it would go, and we took a shot about midfield and actually had Travis deep and pretty open deep. And we had a protection problem and had a breakdown and ended up taking a sack, and it kind of took us out of that drive. And, you know, from then on, I don't think we played with very good rhythm.
Do you feel confident that you can get these protection problems shored up in time for the Ravens?
Well, the Ravens, you know, it's they create a real challenge, and they have very good talent to rush the passer, and they have a very good scheme. So, again, it's, and I don't want to dwell on last week, but in the first half, our protection problems were more of a one-man physical situation, not a scheme situation. And I thought that's the way that game would go, because I had a lot of respect for Miami. Our big protection problems came in the fourth quarter when we were trying to get back in the game in the no huddle. So hopefully we can keep it in that framework, so we're not putting that much pressure on our offensive line.
Trent came out, I think, at 26 in the first four carries. Why was he less effective in the next quarter and a half?
Well, again, what we do and what I always do is break it down play to play. And we came out and we executed four or five plays awfully well. And then, as I said, they hit us with a couple run blitzes, which teams are going to do. You know, they came at us when we started getting a little bit of run. And then we had, you know, we didn't execute as well. We didn't, they're a good run defense. So we got some things early. I think if we'd gotten him his, you know, what I'd like to see him in that 20, you know, a little over 20 carries, I think he would have had more production.
What's your philosophy on using him on third down? Because it seemed like some third downs, he was on the sidelines, and
yeah.
I did notice on the fourth and two in the fourth quarter, he was also on the sidelines. So I'm curious as to the thought process.
Well, again, a lot of it is where we're at as a group, and we want Trent on the field. There's some things he's ready to handle in that third down stuff in our nickel package, and there's some things, you know, OB is going to handle that stuff for a while. And Trent missed some time, obviously, when in camp, and there's some things that. You know, we want to use him in there, and we're going to do it when we can.
Whether it was Brandon's fault or not on the three picks, how does that affect his psychology? Relating to him, not I don't know, as a quarterback in general, but how well is he suited to overcome the, you know, the psychological problem?
Yeah, you know, I was impressed with what Brandon did in terms of the mental part of it, handling the adversity, obviously handling negative plays. You know, the interceptions, I never really get caught up in whose fault it is. We got to eliminate them. You know, we got to eliminate them. We got to eliminate turnovers. You talk about having a rhythm. You're talking about number of carries. You're talking about all the things you're talking about. If you turn the ball over three times in the first quarter and a half, you're making it tough on your entire football team.
Just as a window into the general game, one of those picks, were you okay with him throwing the deep ball to Benjamin in that situation?
He had a chance. Based on the way we practiced the play, I think he thought he had a chance that Travis might come out the back end. He was under pretty good pressure when he threw it. You don't like to see an interception in that case when they get the ball on the 1 yard line. That's as good as it gets in terms of if you throw an interception. You'd like to convert the ball there. We're at midfield. We'd like to have a play on that where we could get a conversion underneath, and we didn't have that.
How about speeding things up? I mean, does Brandon need to operate quicker?
We're working on it. We're working on everything. And I thought there were a number of times, there's a lot of the game where he played at the tempo we want, and there's some times we didn't.
Does those protection issues change the way that you call plays?
Oh, absolutely. I mean, you got a game plan to who you're playing. We're very cognizant of who's on the other side and where we're going and who's got to help, who's able to get out free. So we've got to continue to emphasize that with our guys so they understand that.
How different does this Ravens defense look with no Ed, no Ray, no Paul?
Well, they played a lot. The inside guys are different. They obviously played Denver and got caught up in that no huddle and everything. You watch them in the preseason. I was very impressed with their preseason games. Atlanta, who's a very good offense, they played awfully well against when their starters were in. They played awfully well against Tampa when their starters were in. They're built on being a very physical team. They're a very talented team. They're very multi-dimensional. They give you a lot of looks. It's a challenge for our guys.
We've got time for just a couple more.
Is it as simple as trying to chip a little bit more over on that side with Mitchell and O'Neal, just needing to get them some more help?
Well, that's a big part of it. And one of the things that happened to us, unfortunately, is when guys were over there to help a couple of times, we didn't get it done the way we wanted it to. So it's been a big emphasis. And then everyone's got to, step up. And like I said, we got to coach better. The guys got to play better.
How hard is it to develop a running game out of the shotgun? If you're going to use the shotgun so much, don't you have to show run a lot more?
We have to, and we have run out of the shotgun. We want to continue to work on developing the running game out of the shotgun. Trent likes it. He likes being deep. So I think we'll be able to get that done.
Receiver-wise, it seemed like, Greg and Travis, I know everybody needs to step up, but is it equal parts Brandon putting better touch on the ball, or is it them catching it, or what's the situation?
Well, what happens to you as a quarterback, and again, you're starting to get pressure. I think you get sped up, you want to get rid of the ball, and you want to get it out of your hand fast. And a couple of those throws, they were hard, they're fast. But again, our guys know the ball comes to you, you get your hands on it, you got to catch the football. When we're throwing the ball over the middle, we got to keep it down so the ball's not getting batted up in the air where they get chances at it. We had the one pick that was batted up, and then obviously had a couple others that could have been.
Separation. The receivers have to get.
No question. We've got to work. We're working on all the different things you have to do to beat man coverage, and it's a challenge.
What's your level of belief that Whedon will get better?
I think he's gotten a lot better, and you can take the game and. You can look at it two different ways. You can take the plays out where he was really good and say, hey, these plays, he's made great progress. And you can take the handful of plays or the plays where you say that wasn't good, that we got to continue to grow. The biggest thing in that game, and he could have, it's always could have, obviously, but we had two different times we had guys running free and we just broke down in protection. He could have had a couple of really big plays, and that would change the way we're all looking at it, too.
When you look at the film from Baltimore, they gave up 7 touchdowns last week. Do you think that's more of an aberration, or do you, from your position, do you see as there might be some opportunity for you there?
Well, every week we're looking for a chance to make plays and opportunities. And as I said, once that game got rolling and Peyton got in a groove. There was a lot of that game where Denver didn't make any plays. And then once he got rolling, And I think Baltimore did some things trying to get back in the game, and they played more man than normal, and they gave up some big plays.